Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Hi, well and you?
That's possibly the best headline ever. Land bank is junk.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah, but it's a much more depressing story than it sounds.
Oh no, we know what we've come to expect from you, Sarah. not the most cheerful way to end the week, but all right, tell us about the land bank being junk.
Okay, basically it's Moody's, the ratings agency that we're all waiting to hear from, has relegated our land bank to junk status, which basically foreshadows what's going to happen with our state-owned enterprises and the country itself. But I'd like to give you an idea of what makes the land bank distinct. Its sort of sole objective is defined as being to serve South African commercial and emerging agriculture by bringing specially designed financial services within reach of farmers across the nation. The services are intended to enable farmers to finance land, equipment, approve assets, and obtain production credit. So just what farmers need. So in other words, it's intended to provide an essential flow of credit to farmers with an eye on their being viable and sustainable. The problem is that it has had a very checkered history, and it has gone, for a very long time without a chief executive. I think it was last well run when Helena Dolny, the late Joe Slovo's wife, was running it, and that was a good few years ago. It's the corruption within it has been monumental, and it's a terrible environment for everyone to find themselves in, because Moody's did refer to the increased pressure on farming that, according to its 2018-19 financial data, around 18% of its loans were non-performing or underperforming, and they accepted that that was because of the drought. Now, drought do that sort of thing, and countries experience that sort of thing, not least of which we do. But then they also drew attention to the growing fiscal malaise, which mostly comes about on, well, the government cannot afford to finance the land bank. And if they cannot afford to finance the land bank cannot afford to give out loans to commercial farmers and to aspirant farmers. And the source of funding really, it's terribly negative. It's basically, obviously, I think the AgriSA's Christo van der Reede has described this downgrade as disastrous for both farmers and the public at large, which obviously means that farmers will leave farming, having local produce will diminish, all everything that one would imagine with having not enough money to farm by. It's really ironic, because the government at its Lekgotla, that it's just had, is basically, it wants to recreate a capable state, and it wants land reform to be the pinnacle of that. But it's not going to have the money to do so. And I'm just not sure. You know, it's literally like watching the dam cracking and finally bursting. And I think that is where we're going to go. The land bank is a warning to us. It's an illustration of the damage the past developments have wrought, and the foretaste of the damage that'll come if the ANC persists in implementing the policies it's so keen on.
So what can the yous and me's do? What can we actually do about this?
Right. Okay. I'm working on something that I'll have to come back to you on, because it's still too nascent, but I'm looking at quite a high-profile campaign, shall we say. And it will give people an opportunity to buy into it. And basically it's saying to what we'd be saying to the ANC is, you cannot have a command economy. You've got to have a market economy. Otherwise, and you've got to, in other words, let business in South Africa, give the business the space in every sense of the word to do what it does best. I think the government, to a large extent, you know, it says it wants to become a capable state. Wow. I mean, A, it's not capable, and partly it's because of cadre deployment, and mostly because of the huge amount of corruption. I think the sense of how deep that has gone to making us literally incapable of achieving our aims is I'm not sure if it's appreciated.
You know what, I think that it definitely is appreciated, because I've got a theory that whenever government or any situation is counterintuitive, there's corruption involved.
Mm.
When
you should be
offloading something and you don't, there's corruption involved. When you should be investing in something and you don't, there's corruption involved. Somebody's always, you know, it's permeated everything,
yeah,
Sarah.
The worry to me here is, like, you know, SAA we can live without. The land bank,
exactly.
That affects food security. And I'm listening to this and I'm worrying because I'm thinking, this is serious.
But we're not going to panic because Sarah is going to give us
a way
to address it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I agree. I mean, we just don't need the vanity projects like SAA.
Yeah, exactly. Anyhow, Sarah, we look forward to speaking to you soon. And let's try and be a little bit more cheerful.
I'll work on it, but I promise nothing.
I know. I'm just playing with you. Have a good weekend and Shabbat Shalom. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Sarah Gaughan. She's policy fellow.